Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Yeah, you guys are joining the fun, and I don't know why they didn't play Eric's little song, but I don't care. I love liveparanormal.com anyway, because for a very small fee, they allow us to spread a little Eric love all around the world. And I am so honored today. Today is very special because we have somebody who wrote books, and one in particular I remember, that dragged me out of despair. And I love him, and I owe him my life. His name is Dr. Robert Schwartz, the author of Your Soul's Plan. And he's going to talk about everything that he has to offer, what he's done, and hopefully about between lives regression and other things. So thank you so much. And by the way, hi, Eric, I love you. Jennifer, thank you for being his voice. So let us
hi,
know.
Hi, Mom, love you.
You. Robert, let us know anything you want about you.
Well, I want to thank you for inviting me to be on the show. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. And I want to thank you and Eric and the mediums for the wonderful service you're performing for our world. It's very important and very, very vital to where we are in consciousness right now. So I'm the author of a couple of books, Your Soul's Plan and Your Soul's Gift, the premise of which is that we plan our lives, including our biggest challenges, before we're born. And there's a website at yoursoulsplan.com. People can read large excerpts from the books for free there. What I did in the books is that I worked with several very gifted mediums and channels who could find out in one way or another what somebody planned before they were born and why they made those plans. So we talk to loved ones who are back on the other side. We go into people's Akashic records. We go into people's pre-birth planning sessions and listen to the conversations they had when they were planning their biggest challenges. So the books are essentially an attempt to give meaning to suffering. The person might appear not to have any deeper meaning. And when you know what the deeper purpose is, then you can go about learning those lessons in a much more conscious and much less painful manner. I'm also a hypnotist, primarily doing between lives regressions, in which somebody can find out what they planned before they were born. You talk with a group of beings known as the Council of Elders. These are the very wise, loving, and highly evolved beings who oversee reincarnation on Earth. They know everything about you, including your plan for the current lifetime. So if somebody gets in front of the Council of Elders, the Council can answer literally any question the person puts to them. And a lot of people will come out of a between lives session saying, you know what, I don't have any more questions about my life. The Council answered every single one.
Whoa, so that is so powerful. Gosh, that's amazing. I really, truly think that everybody, if possible, should be regressed to at least the between lives period. Because, when I went to San Diego, she had this woman, Grace, that she trans-channeled. I swear to God, the accent was amazing, the British accent. This lady who died over 100 years ago, and that's her kind of her job. Maybe she sits on the Council of Elders, but, she sits there, and you get in front of her, and to me, she's, are you sure you want to do this, Lisa? I don't know about this. But she really gives a lot of advice, et cetera. And she told me why I picked the life I did and why I'm suffering because of some of the aspects of it. It was just so healing. I just burst into sobs. So did my sister, Laura. It was so powerful. Yeah, but to actually be regressed and experience—not having somebody tell you that, but experiencing it through regression—that's got to be even more powerful.
It's really just about the most powerful experience a person can have, in my opinion. And a lot of the people who have the experience, they say some of the same things. They talk about the great unconditional love that they felt coming from the council. And it's a love that people don't experience while they're in body on Earth. They also talk about the complete non-judgment of the council. They will say that they could sense the council knew everything about them and yet had absolutely no judgment and yet loved them unconditionally. So it's really an extraordinary experience.
So Michael Newton, was he the one that kind of sort of started to pave the way for the Between Lives regression?
He was. And for your listeners who haven't heard the name Michael Newton before, he's written several very good books, the best known of which are Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls. As I understand it, back in the 1990s, Newton was using hypnosis for fairly conventional purposes when one day he had a client who spontaneously, without any direction from Newton, crossed back over to the other side, went home, so to speak. And this person started to tell Newton in great detail what life is like on the other side. He started to talk about the homes we create for ourselves, the games we play, the classes we take, and so on. Well, Newton realized he was on to a major discovery. He shifted gears professionally, and he pioneered the field of what he called life between lives regression. Now, I call it a between lives soul regression, but it's the same thing. It's going to the Council of Elders to find out what you planned and why.
Gosh, you know, I just can't wait. You have so graciously offered to regress me so that we can show everybody, all the, 100,000 or more blog members, what this entails. I'm a little nervous because I don't know. Can you really regress me? It's like my mind is everywhere. I'll probably be thinking of like, let's go Krogering. It's the best way to shop, or things like that. It's going to go through my head. But you told me that there's a meditation I need to go ahead and do beforehand. And I finished the intake form and, we'll see what happens. So my question is, what is the success rate? It depends on the person, right? Obviously, how hard-headed they are. Oh, God,
Yeah, I've never actually quantified it. Certainly, the vast majority of people do go into trance and have the experience. The people who don't go into trance, that's a fairly small percentage. What's more common than not going into trance is that the person will be in a trance state, but it's not clear to the client that it is a trance state. And the reason that happens is that very often it will feel similar in quality to the person's imagination, which, if you think about it, makes sense and is to be expected, because when you imagine something, the thing you imagine is non-physical. Well, when you do a between lives regression, you're bringing your consciousness into contact with the non-physical dimension, and the impressions you receive from that dimension are themselves non-physical. So this is why sometimes it feels similar to a person's imagination, but then if they're very fortunate, they'll get some kind of independent confirmation sometime down the road, and then they'll realize, oh, yes, that information actually came from spirit.
Well, can you give us an example of that specifically?
Absolutely.
That happened to one of your clients?
Sure. Actually, it's two people, sisters, who a few years ago I was doing a group past life regression at a conference. And two of the people in this workshop were these two women, these two sisters. And during the regression, they both saw images of a particular past life in their mind's eye, but it didn't feel quote unquote real to either one of them. And so by the time the workshop was over, they had both concluded on their own that they had simply made up the whole experience. But then they went out to dinner together, and they shared their experiences with each other. And what they discovered, to their amazement, was that they had both gone back to exactly the same past life in which they'd been in a family together. Now, one was the mother, and one was the daughter, so they saw it from different viewpoints. But everything they saw was identical. They saw the same people, the same clothing, the same home, the same furnishings, the same grounds around the home. Everything they saw was identical. So that gave them independent confirmation that what felt like imagination had, in fact, really come from spirit.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, I really want to, next spring, have, I just call it Eric Palooza for now, but have people like you and other gifted people have a big old conference, man, and we could have, like, you do a group regressions, and I think it would be amazing to bring awareness to this whole process, because a lot of people don't know about it, you know, especially between lives regression.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people know about past life, but for some reason, the word about between lives regressions just hasn't gotten around that much. But I would love to participate in Eric Palooza and to do a group between lives regression and get a lot of people in front of the council. I think that would be a wonderful service.
Well, how many people can you do at the same time? Can you do 100,
you know, in theory,
50, 20? Yeah.
Well, the largest I've done so far was about 80. But in theory, you could do any number as long as, number one, people have enough floor space to lie down, because usually people will do it lying flat on the ground. And number two, there are enough speakers in the sound system so that everyone can hear me clearly. Mm-hmm. As long as you've got those two things, in theory, it could be any number of people.
Well, of course, that can be handled. So, Eric, chime in. What do you think, dude?
Oh, he's just listening, really. Actually, he's fascinated. But he would love to do Eric Palooza. He's like, I'm there. I have actually had an experience with regression where I can say it did feel like, okay, this feels like my imagination. And one of my very good friends, I was describing something to her, a scene, and I saw her face and I said, what? And she described exactly the scene. She had been in that life with me, which I had known from the regression. And when I was explaining it to her, she was able to describe exactly, very similar to what you had just said, the scene and everything. So it was really very cool.
Gosh.
Yeah, when
you get that
kind of independent confirmation, it's great.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, you know, guess what, people? The earth is not flat. It's round. You know, open your mind, please. But so what can we do to better our chances of having a successful regression, whether it's past life, future life, for that matter, since there's no time, or between lives regression?
Well, there are a few things you can do. One is to meditate on a regular basis in the weeks leading up to the regression. Meditation is very, very good preparation for going into the trance state. Another thing that people can do, and I do this with all of my clients, I send everybody a link to a 20-minute guided relaxation meditation that I recorded. And I tell people, just practice relaxing to the sound of my voice as much as you can before the session. And so that trains them in a way to relax to the sound of my voice. And the other big thing that people can do is just to come in with the right attitude, by which I mean the attitude that you're not going to try to make anything happen. You're not going to try to get yourself into the trance state, because it's actually an effortless process and it requires relaxation. Well, if you're trying to go into trance, then you're not relaxing. So the best thing you can do is don't try to make anything happen. Just allow it to happen.
Allow it to happen. Absolutely. So, are there any stories you can tell us about how this is a certain, you know, rash anymore, or all of a sudden they, you know, understand more about their platonic relationship with somebody, anything like that, without giving names, obviously?
Well, I'll tell you one story. I had now this is a past life regression, not between, but this, it was a middle-aged gentleman who came to me with a pain of unknown origin in his left heel. And he told me that his entire life he'd had this pain in his left heel. Doctors had never been able to figure out what was causing it or what to do about it. Well, we did the session with him lying on his back on a Reiki table. And he went into a past life where he saw himself as a young boy in India. He was walking through a forest in India when he saw an animal. and he decided to chase the animal through the forest, through the jungle. Well, as he was chasing the animal, he tripped over a rock and injured his left heel. And in that lifetime, he was actually crippled for the remainder of that lifetime. And he was bitter and angry about it. He really never recovered from it. So as he's telling me this, he's, again, lying on his back on a Reiki table. He starts pumping his arms and legs in the air as though he's actually running through the forest. He was there reliving that experience. Well, when the session was over, he told me, I don't have pain in my left heel anymore. And then he wrote to me a month later, and he said, I still don't have any pain in my left heel.
Well,
that was the last
so
time
powerful.
I heard from him. Yeah, but it wouldn't surprise me if that pain never returned.
Yeah. Can you imagine, people, how powerful this can be? You know, hey, so if you regress me to the past and you find that I'm an old lady in China with a bunch of wrinkles, and does that mean that I will not have any wrinkles anymore? I'm kidding. Wishful thinking. I'm just kidding. Okay, so tell me about some of the impact that you have seen with specifically between lives regression, because that is so fascinating to me. And so misunderstood and advertised or whatever you.
Well, something that often happens in a between lives regression is that people find out their pre-birth plan with the other significant people in their life. And almost everybody has a difficult relationship with at least one other person, usually a number of people. And when you do a between lives regression, the Council of Elders can tell you why the relationship is difficult and what exactly you planned with the person. And often people find out that this person that they have such a difficult relationship with is playing a role at their request. They actually ask them to be this very difficult person and present challenges in a number of different forms. And the motivation for doing this is often to cultivate certain qualities, which I call divine virtues. They're things like compassion, forgiveness, empathy, patience, unconditional love, and so on.
All the facets of love, yes. And
right.
Eric says that's what we're here to do, is to remember that we are love and remember through that all the facets of love. Not to learn, because we already know, but to remember.
Yeah, and that's very much what I have seen in my work as well. So by having this conversation with the Council of Elders, people find out that someone that they've had hostility toward for a long period of time, or someone that they haven't been able to forgive for a number of years, is playing this role at their request and in service to them, and it completely changes their perspective toward that person. It makes forgiveness possible. It makes acceptance and peace possible. And often it can transform the relationship.
That's interesting, because I have problems with my now deceased father, who was an evil man, but I think he might have been a relationship villain that was in my life to teach me about being assertive, compassionate, nurturing, etc. Do you, Robert, know the story, The Little Soul in the Sun? Do you know that one? As a children's book.
You know, I read that years
ago.
I know
I'm
the jungle story.
Yeah, that's exactly what you were referring to, but it's a child's story, but it's very powerful. It's written by the same guy, Neil Donald Walsh, that wrote Conversations with God. And, it's free. You can look at it online, and it talks about exactly what you are talking about. The relationship villain, so to speak, how people, between lives say, okay, I want to learn about forgiveness, so I want you to betray me. The other soul says, okay, but please don't forget who I really am. It's a very touching story. Everybody Google that tonight and read it. It's very short.
Yeah, a very powerful story. And it gives insight into these agreements.
Yes, yeah. So do you learn in between lives regression? Do you learn my relationship with my husband is over because we have fulfilled X contract, because a lot of people will hang on to, it doesn't have to be a spousal relationship, it can be some other kind of relationship, but they hang on to it and onto it because they feel like, oh boy, I better not, you know, do the wrong thing. But maybe the contract has been honored. Boom, check it off the list, go forward. Can you learn about that?
Yeah, that
criminalized regression.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the kind of thing that the Council of Elders can tell you. There's a section in the intake form, as you know, where I ask people to list 10 individuals, including pets, if they like, that they would like to get more information about. And very often when we're talking about those 10 individuals, the council will say, here's what your plan was with that person, and you fulfilled it. You're free to go on to something else, or there's still more to do, and here's what the more is, and here's how we recommend that you fulfill the more.
Gosh.
And they'll do that relationship by relationship for all the major relationships in a person's life.
Well, I filled out the intake form, but I swear to God, I don't remember that part. I probably messed up. Oh, no. Well, anyway, we'll get to it. But, all right, so does this rob us? I mean, like, we come in here with spiritual amnesia, right? So because we want to get the most out of the human experience, does this somehow, is this like cheating as far as, you know,
I actually had the same question myself when I first started down this path back in 2003 when I was writing Your Soul's Plan. And I asked about this in one of the channeling sessions for Your Soul's Plan. And what I was told was the people who are incarnating in this current time period knew before they were born that they would have access to this kind of information about pre-birth planning. If they didn't want to have access to it, they would either have chosen to be born in a part of the world where they wouldn't hear about it, or they would have chosen to be born at another point in linear time where that information was not readily available. So the response I got from Spirit was, don't worry about this. Anybody who approaches you, it's for their highest good to have this kind of information. And if it's not for their highest good to have it, either they will never hear about you and your work, or if they do, it will just strike them as nonsense and they'll quickly go on to something else.
Oh, that's good to know. Because like me, I want the cliff notes, man. I would rather have it. I know it's not as powerful, but give me the cliff notes, man. Seriously. Give me the memo. Oh, my gosh. So how can people get some of your services? I mean, how do they reach you?
Well, the website is yoursoulsplan.com. And if you click on store in the main menu and then click on spiritual guidance in the page that comes up, that will take you to a page that describes the different kinds of sessions I offer. There are basically five different kinds, four of which are hypnosis. The one that's not hypnosis is called a spiritual guidance session, and it's 1 hour of conversation from a pre-birth planning perspective about anything the person would like to talk about.
With
and very
you,
often
right?
In a spiritual guidance, with me.
With you?
And very often in the spiritual guidance session, we'll do something called the divine virtues exercise, which tells the person which qualities they're working on. Now, the four hypnosis sessions are past life regression, between lives regression, contact, a deceased loved one regression, and then a combination package of the past life and the between lives together.
Wow. All right. So if I do I'm going to do the between lives regression. Is it possible that Eric could, like, show up, or is that usually, like, with past life or something else?
It's very possible that Eric could show up. You could actually request that the council bring him into your meeting with the council. You can also ask the council to bring in anybody else you know who's back on the other side. I do have a separate kind of session, as I mentioned, called Contact a Deceased Loved One.
Yes.
But very often,
yeah,
deceased loved ones show up in a person's council meeting in the between lives regression.
Well, that makes sense because a lot of them do have had contracts with us. So, yeah, that makes sense. And you know what, Eric? If you don't freaking show up, I'm going to thank you. Put you in time. That's it.
He's already said he'll be there. He'll be there.
All right. Of course he will. That's awesome. And, you know, I think this is going to be a brilliant way to show the world the possibilities that could be so healing. I am sure that this between lives, regression can possibly even help with certain medical conditions, et cetera. Not only just the despair or depression or feeling lost because you don't know your spiritual mission, you don't know your spiritual purpose, you don't understand the relationship you have with toxic individuals, but wow, I mean, I can just go on and on about the possibilities here. You know, what you are doing is one of the most important things in spirituality, period. Eric, what do you think?
Yeah, so what Eric, first of all, is very excited about the council. And he said the council, really, when you do a past life regression like this and you actually get to meet with your council, he said they do know everything. They know everything about you. And he says if there's information that you're not allowed to have now, then you just won't get that information. But
that's good. Just like Robert said. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's like if you have the opportunity to do this, he says, really, to be able to meet with your counsel is really such a unique experience and such a powerful experience. And he said to me, going back a little bit ago, one of the big things, if you're going to do this, is to go into it without having any expectations of what you'll get out of it.
Yeah, because expectations is a very dense energy, and it will block you from so many things. Personally, I think that I would like to, if any proceeds come from Eric Palooza, et cetera, because I never accept a profit, okay? You guys know that. I do not want to make any money, you know, in the name of my dead son. But if money is to be made, it would be so awesome to be able to help people who need between lives regression, you know, to pay for that. And you know, that's how I get paid in this lovely way. So I think it'd be fun. But anyway, so I think we should go ahead and start taking callers if it's okay with you, Dr. Schwartz and Eric and Jennifer. What do you think?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
All right. And you guys out there, feel free to talk to Robert about your own experiences and, you know, your own possible needs for between lives regression. Okay. So, all right. We got somebody from the 626 area code. Hi there, 626 area code. How you doing?
I'm good. This is kind of an interesting question, kind of weird.
Whoa. Sorry. Who are you? Are you Asia?
This is Asia.
I knew it, girl. I recognize your freaking number. Awesome. Hi, Asia. So what do you got? Go with your question.
I really hope I can meet you one day. I can't go to the event in October, but I really hope I can meet you one day.
To the Eric Palooza, and you can get, you know, regressed by Robert Schwartz.
Yeah, I would love to. I'll try to make it happen.
You're going to make it happen, girl. Law of attraction.
Exactly.
All right, Asia, go ahead.
Exactly.
Sorry, baby.
So I just want to see, so on the other side, I know we don't really have, like, celebrities, quote, unquote, and it kind of just seems like, you know, Eric can just, like, grab, you know, like, Yeshua or, like, pretty much just, like, grab whoever, and we've had so many different lives. So I'm just wondering, is there anyone that I have, like, a genuine friendship that I wouldn't necessarily think that I have a, like, really close connection with or something?
Mm. You mean that's a notable figure? That's a celebrity? That kind of thing?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Eric, what do you think, babe? Okay.
So he says, actually, he says, believe it or not, most souls who are here do have some sort of a connection with some celebrity at some point, because there's just been so many that are here that have already passed. So he said, yeah, you do. You've got a couple.
Wow.
They're both past. They're both already gone. And they're from long ago. And you'll have to forgive me. I don't have a reference for who they are. I feel at least one of them has some sort of a royalty connection.
Ooh. Wow. So what was the connection? Was she like, was she the royal's whore? No, I'm kidding. What connection was it?
Oh, my God.
God, I just, you know, I'm so wrong.
No,
you're
hilarious. It was
my eldest daughter draws a little line on the table and said, Mom, this is the line. It presses her finger on the other side and says, this is you. Crossing the line.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Robert. Sorry, Robert. That's too much information.
That's all right.
God. Ugh. All right, go ahead. So tell me about that.
I'm sorry, what were you saying, Asia?
I was going to ask that too. What is the connection? And maybe the time period.
I'm sorry, everybody kind of cut out on me. I don't know if I'm having a problem. What was the question?
What sort of connection did Asia have with this royal?
This was a romantic connection. This was a romantic connection. And I really, it's like, it's way back, like 1700s, somewhere in there, late 16, early 1700s.
What kind of royal was it? Was it a duke?
Like a king. I don't know. Ooh. what that type of top guy. So I don't know. Go ahead and look up, 1700s, because Eric is saying if you look that up, you'll know who it is when you come across the information, because you'll get goosebumps. You'll get an indication of okay, wait a second, I do know who, I recognize that soul.
Can you give us a country?
Some research into it.
Can you give us a country, Eric?
I want to go towards the Middle East, the eastern part of the world. Okay.
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 All right.
You're good at asking questions, Alyssa. Okay. All right. That was it.
It's okay.
Thank you so much.
Balances out with my flaws. Okay. All right. So, Robert, let's ask Eric. Robert, does he have any connection to notable figures or celebrities? Because this guy is a mover and shaker. He's got to.
Yeah. Yep. He says, sure, he does. But again, it's like we kind of almost all do, pretty much. If we were to go back into all of our lives, he said we could all find, a connection to notable figures.
I know. We've all been serial killers and rapists and all that. My God. But go ahead. Let me hear what connection Robert has a notable figure.
He said, what Eric is saying right now is that he actually channels a writer. Are you aware of that, Robert? When you're writing, you have a very well-known writer on the other side who helps you, is what Eric just said.
I am aware that there's a writer on the other side helping me, but I don't know who that individual is.
Yeah. Yep. It's male energy. I really am bad with names, and I apologize. That is my fault. I just can't get a name, but it's this would be a writer that we've all heard of.
Can you give us a time period, Eric? Or a first initial?
Yeah. Yeah, early 1900s. Early 1900s. In the 1920s specifically. 1920s.
Wow. Oscar Wilde? I don't know when he was, actually, so I'm showing you,
go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm done.
This is like somebody that you've had lives with before.
Yep, makes sense. Cool. All right, so let's go on to the next person. Got somebody from the 360 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello, this is Tara from Alaska.
Hey, Tara from Alaska. What's the weather like over there?
Well, I'm originally from Alaska, but I'm down here in Washington, and it's a little bit chilly.
Oh, my God, you're so lucky. But go ahead.
Oh.
I'm jealous, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I do want to...
I still love you.
Oh, thank you. And hello,
yeah,
everybody. Know. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
So nice to be on the phone with you guys. I have
so
been...
So nice to have you on the phone.
Oh, thank you. I am just all over the place with my emotions, so I will focus. And I would just like to say hello to my loved ones in heaven, which is Sabrina and Jason and my John, who just passed, and
hello,
all my loved ones up there. He passed last week.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
My father-in-law. He fell and hit his head.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he passed away. So he's been on my heart a lot lately. And
yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit sad. So I'm trying to focus, like, what is it that I really, really want to know? And, of course, I want to know lots of things. But I do want to know why, Eric, why I am so frozen in fear, because I am going to be trying out I'm drawn to go sing at America's Got Talent, and I've tried it before. And I just feel so drawn to do it again, but I feel like I'm stopping myself. And I'm wondering why am I on the right track to even still try again?
Yes. He says you have to try again. You have to try again, but it is absolutely paralyzing fear is what he said. And what's funny about it is he says you're actually afraid that you're going to do well.
Yes.
No.
So,
I can see that.
So it's like this, he says it's actually a fear of success. It's not a fear of failure.
Okay, that is
true. Yeah, I would like Robert to chime in here because, you know, there could be the possibility that a past life could be making this fear. For example, I used to have a fear of speaking in public, and, you know, I don't know, I can't remember, but all of a sudden it came to me that I was a Roman senator that stood up and spoke my mind. I got killed. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But there could be, you know, between lives implications here too. So, Robert, what can you say to this?
Well, one thing I'd like to talk about in response is that very often we plan in the next lifetime to try to do something that we were not successful with in a past life. So it's very possible, as you suggested, that she had one or more past lives where she attempted to do something similar to this and for some reason was just not successful with it, or perhaps was successful, but then didn't handle the success very well. Something that often happens in specifically a past life regression is that if the client goes back to the past life origin of a current life issue, a process known as abreaction occurs. Abreaction is just a fancy clinical term for a very well-known phenomenon, which is that by re-experiencing the past life origin of the current life issue, there's often a partial and sometimes even a complete healing of the issue in the current lifetime. Nobody really understands how or why abreaction occurs, but we just know that it does occur, and it's one of the great benefits of doing regression work.
Well, I know that this sounds awful, but I know that Scientology, from what I understand, I think it's I do not condone Scientology, but they do the same thing. They say you as is it. You see it for what it is, and it totally eliminates the emotional charge on the situation. So I think we're talking about the same thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So what do you think she should do? Should she do past life regression or between lives regression?
Well, you know, in the between lives regression, we actually do an abbreviated past life regression. The reason it's abbreviated is that that's not the focus of the session. The past life component of a between lives regression is used primarily just to get the person's consciousness back to the non-physical realm. So
I got it.
They leave the They leave the body at the end of the past life and cross back over. But abreaction can occur in an abbreviated past life regression. So she might as well do the between life session.
Oh, my God. You're so brilliant, Robert. Seriously. Dang. Okay. That is cool. All right. So let's go on to the next caller. Thank you, Tara. I really appreciate
you. Thank
you. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet, sweetie. Okay. Let's see. I don't know if I already had this person on or not, because that's how I roll. 619 area code. Okay, we'll try it. I'm going to make a fool of myself right now. Be prepared. 619 area code. Have we already talked?
Hello?
Hi. Have we already talked? I don't know. I don't remember. Because I'm old. Hi.
Yoo-hoo. Hello?
Hi. Who are we talking to?
This is Rachel.
Okay, so Rachel, good. Dang, I have not talked to you. I got confused, okay? Which is very typical of a 63-year-old woman who has raised five freaking kids, okay? But anyway, the floor is yours. What have you got to ask for either Robert, Jennifer, Eric, me, whatever?
I'm surprised that I got on. So I kind of don't know what to ask. I'm kind of interested in, I've just been having a dilemma because I just got laid off from one of my jobs, and I want to know if I'm going to be doing okay soon.
Yeah.
Financially.
Yeah. Eric, what do you got? Are you there? Eric? Oh, my God.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Jennifer got bumped off, man.
Oh. No,
Eric,
I'm right here.
Stop
I'm
it.
Right here.
Oh, good.
And I was, like, talking. I didn't realize you guys couldn't hear me. So what Eric said is this is actually a good thing. He said something was not quite right with this job that you got laid off of. So this is fine. And, yes, he says you will you'll be fine financially. You'll find something else that's going to be much better. It's going to have a much better schedule, he said.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. So, Robert, what do you think about could she get more information from between lives regression on something simple like this? I mean, something as specific as what job to accept or whether the job you had that you got fired from is, the firing is a good thing?
Well, the council doesn't want to do anything that will interfere with somebody's free will. So they won't tell you should take this particular type of job. It isn't something like that. But they will help you to think through all the different options. And they can tell you which one is best suited to helping you fulfill your pre-birth intentions. So in other words, everybody comes into the incarnation wanting to learn certain things, remember certain virtues like we talked about, and they can help you think through which of the possibilities will best help you to do that.
Okay. That's awesome. Anyway, thank you for calling in.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
It's good to know that this is a good thing, and you are going to have better things on the horizon. So
I hope so. Thank you.
Oh, you are, sweetie. And I got your back, girl. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thank
okay.
you.
I love you. Oh, I feel it. You're right, Eric. I think she's 813. Good. I'm sorry. We have someone from the 813 area code. Hey there. How you doing?
Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Casey from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Casey. Wait, I recognize you.
How are you doing?
Casey, have you called
me
before?
Yes, I called 3 weeks ago.
Yes. Oh, my God, I remember that. Yes, I remember your name. Well, welcome back, dude. What you got for us?
Hey, nice to talk to you all. I just have a question to Eric about my right ankle. I've been having some major problems with it for actually since I was 18, and I don't know what caused it, but the podiatrist, I have bone spurs that are pushing into my Achilles tendon and causing inflammation and pain. And so my question is what past life, is it a past life or one that's causing this, and what can I do to get rid of this pain?
Okay, so what he is saying is that you are going to actually need to do something with the bone spurs. So whatever the treatment is that they're recommending, he said you're going to have to do something a little bit more than what you've been doing, because it's there is the possibility, he said, that it's just going to get worse and worse. And he says actually to where it really affects your ability to kind of do what you want to do as far as mobility goes. So he said you really got to take care of this.
So
yes, I can't really get a job, you know, and I have a PPP license and everything.
Yeah.
All
right,
so
you got to take care of it.
Do you have insurance, Casey?
Yes, I do. I just I got it at the beginning of this year, and I went to the podiatrist, and they just put insoles to kind of – they said I have a horrible
I think you need to have these spurs ground down. Now, I would like Robert's take on this, because you talked about this other person that has heel problems, but I don't know. Can past life regression, if we find out that Casey was, like, stabbed in the heel by Roman or whatever that caused these spurs, can that make the spurs – I mean, once they – if that can disappear, or – you have to have physical intervention.
Well, abreaction is always possible.
Abreaction.
It can't be guaranteed.
Yeah.
But it can't be guaranteed, of course. But by going back and re-experiencing the origin or the relationship, whatever it was that led to this issue, it is possible that it can heal just by having that past life experience.
Mm.
And
so
I found out, three weeks ago that I'm a healer as well. From Ryan.
Well, maybe you can heal yourself. Have you tried, doing that? Some of
I don't really know what to do. I'm just starting, with this.
I don't know either, okay? But when my granddaughter had a really bad headache, I just concentrated on a white light coming through my crown chakra, through my body, out my arms, through my hands. And I was like, totally pummeled her brain, and visualized the muscles that were inflamed, the brain cells that were inflamed, and it went away. So you can actually do this, dude. You really can. But maybe past life regression would be a really good thing too. What do you think, Robert? For him,
I certainly recommend it. It can't hurt, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, I would love to have one. I would love to.
Yeah.
So Eric's got a couple things to say. He's like chomping at the bit here. He said, as far as the healing yourself goes, he said sometimes that's a little trickier, because like when you're sending healing energy to somebody else, that other person has no expectation. They don't really sometimes even know what's going on, or they're just open to it. But when it's you doing it to yourself, especially in particular you, he says right now you have this doubt. And this, I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't know if it's going to work. And he said, so that will kind of hinder it. And as far as the past life regression, in this particular case, he says it would be good for you, because even if you need medical intervention, if this is a past life issue, he said it will prevent something else from coming back with that ankle.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You don't want to be in pain, dude. But anyway, now we know that mama's not always right, Eric, right? Yeah, okay, I know that. I know my flaws, I do, and they are multiple.
All right. No, he says you weren't wrong. You weren't wrong. It just needed some adding to.
No, I don't care. Okay, I have no ego. Come on, I don't care. All right, well, can you get back to us on how everything goes and what you do, please?
Yes, definitely. I've emailed you before. I'll definitely email you.
Yes, I remember that. So let me know, babe, okay?
Okay, definitely. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Good luck. Take care.
Thank you,
darling.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we got somebody from the – oops, I clicked it, but it didn't work. 469 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Fine. You doing okay?
Yeah, except I got mold in my house, dude. I mean, oh, my God. $4,500 later. But anyway, oh, we can go on and on about that. That's another story. But Robert Schwartz is helping me with that. So, but anyway, I care about you right now. This is your moment. What you got for Eric or Dr. Schwartz or Jennifer or whoever?
Just really at work, I have like three female snakes, and they just seem to be coming out of the woodwork. And I'm wondering why, what has brought this on from their aspect, and why is that, why is there that group that is having what I do?
Like Mean Girls, right? Like Mean Girls, that whole thing?
Yeah, it's really
women
wild.
Women can be bitches, man. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, so they adjusted my... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, what Eric is saying is that there's insecurities play into this. There's jealousy. There's, you've got, I know there's three of them, but Eric says you've got one who's definitely pulling the strings here, and the other two are a little bit more follow along. Is saying that this will pass, though. He says that you just got to ride it out. You got to keep biting your tongue. Just do your job. And he said, this will pass. It's not, you know, sometimes work situations feel like they're going to go on forever. He said, this one's not, it's not going to go on forever. It is going to stop without you having to leave.
Is this a contractual thing?
Sorry.
It's,
Are they relationship feelings? Is it a contractual thing, you know, for somebody on either side to learn something?
There's definitely stuff to be learned here on both sides. You know, one of those women actually does like you. Were you friends with at least one of them before?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, because Eric's like, one of those women does like you, and he says this is just kind of a messed up situation, but he's not making me feel like it's going to be horrible for very long. It's just tough to get through right now. And he says there is, because of this, he says there is some more insecurities on your part, where you're just a little bit hypersensitive. So he said just kind of block them out and just do your job. And he says you're doing pretty good about not getting involved in it. He says just keep doing that.
Well, let me ask you a question, Eric. Would it be helpful for her to go between lives and figure out what these possible relationship villains, you know, what part they had to play in her human experience? And also I want to know what she needs to do to make it better.
Yeah, so he says this is helpful because he says actually there is some, you know, contractual stuff here. And if you were, he's saying if you were to do a past life, you would see at least one of these, if not all three of them, in other lifetimes with you. But so she could do, you could do that. You could do the between lives. You could do the past lives. But really, he says in the moment, just go to work, do your job, and just kind of ride this out for a little bit. Because he says it's almost as if they're going to take care of themselves. Either the three of them will kind of disperse and get mad at each other and the shift will change off of you, or somebody's going to be transferred out or leave.
Well, isn't there anything she could do to communicate with them to make things better? Because communication is so important.
No.
Not going to run.
No,
okay.
He says not right now.
You know that,
no.
Don't you? Yeah, okay. Dang it.
Yeah, and that's, can I ask one other quick question?
Sure. It'll cost you. I'm kidding.
Okay, $4.50, but with my coupon, it's $1.25, okay? That was a joke, sorry. The last year and a half has been very traumatic. Is this all, is there bright light coming by the end of this year?
Yeah, there's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel here, he says. It's not far off, and you have absolutely come through a big portion of it. But again, this is all part of your contract.
I think you need to have a session with Robert Schwartz. Really, I think it would really help you. All right, guys, we need to close up because I don't want to run to the other show and get into trouble. So you guys need to connect with Jennifer at Psychic Medium Jennifer Doran, JennifDoran.com. Oh, my God, I messed that up. And you guys you guys need to check out Robert.
Thank you very much.
You betcha, babe. Robert, get that between lives. I mean, he will tell you what you need probably, right, Robert? You can tell them if they need to talk to the deceased, if they need to have a past life regression, a combo, a between lives session, regression. Can you help them with that?
Yeah, if they just go to the contact form at yoursoulsplan.com, write to me, describe what's going on, and I can easily make a recommendation as to which kind of session is best.
Oh, that's awesome. Gosh, I am so in awe of you, and I'm so grateful for what you bring to the world, Robert. And I'm so grateful for you, Eric, you, Jennifer, and all you peeps out there. I love you so much. Stay tuned for the next Thursday, our radio show, and be well. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.